He has been waiting for his sister to come from school, and when he sees her turn the corner onto Mark Street, he waves and calls her name, and runs out onto the porch to meet her. Norma waves a paper.
I got an A in my history test. I knew all the answers. Mrs. Baffin said it was the best paper in the whole class.
She's a pretty girl, with light brown hair carefully braided and coiled about her head in a crown. And as she looks up at her big brother, the smile turns to a frown, and she skips away, leaving him behind as she darts up the steps into the house. Smiling, he follows her. His mother and father are in the kitchen, and Charlie, bursting with the excitement of Norma's good news, blurts it out before she has a chance.
She got an A! She got an A!
No!
Shrieks Norma.
Not you! You don't tell! It's my mark, and I'm gonna tell!
Now wait a minute, young lady.
Matt puts his newspaper down and addresses her sternly.
That's no way to talk to your brother.
He had no right to tell.
Never mind.
Matt glares at her over his warning finger.
He meant no harm by it, and you mustn't shout at him that way.
She turns to her mother for support.
I got an A, the best mark in class. Now I can have a dog? You promised. You said if I got a good mark in my test, and I got an A. A brown dog with white spots. And I'm going to call him Napoleon, because that was the question I answered best on the test. Napoleon lost the Battle of Waterloo.
Rose nods. Go out on the porch and play with Charlie. He's been waiting over an hour for you to come home from school.
I don't want to play with him.
Go out on the porch, says Matt.
Norma looks at her father and then at Charlie.
I don't have to. Mother said I don't have to play with him if I don't want to.
Now, young lady...
Matt rises out of his chair and comes toward her.
You just apologize to your brother.
I don't have to,
she screeches, rushing behind her mother's chair.
He's like a baby. He can't play Monopoly or checkers or anything. He gets everything all mixed up. I won't play with him anymore.
Then go to your room.
Can I have a dog now, Mama?
Matt hits the table with his fist.
There'll be no dog in this house as long as you take this attitude, young lady.
I promised her a dog if she did well in school. A brown one with white spots,
adds Norma. Matt points to Charlie standing near the wall.
Did you forget you told your son he couldn't have one because we didn't have the room and no one to take care of it, remember? When he asked for a dog? Are you going back on what you said to him?
But I can take care of my own dog,
insists Norma.
I'll feed him and wash him and take him out.
Charlie, who has been standing near the table, playing with his large red button at the end of a string, suddenly speaks out.
I'll help her take care of the dog. I'll help her feed it and brush it, and I won't let the other dogs bite it.
But before either Matt or Rose can answer, Norma shrieks,
No! It's going to be my dog! Only my dog!
Matt nods.
You see?